First of all, you've got a special display set up to help these students learn something that they may not normally see. Let's tell them what that is.
Sure. Today what we have is Shooty Metals brought in a virtual welding simulator for students to test. And what it allows the students to do is they run a virtual bead of welding, and the machine actually scores it for them based on their performance with the weld. What they're trying to do, what Shooty Metals is trying to do, is they're trying to promote welding as a great career for these students who will be entering the workforce here before too long.
Now, let's say they discover they really like what they're doing here. There are several of the technical schools that do some of this training. Would this perhaps lead to that, or maybe directly to the manufacturers?
Oh, very much so. Right now, the Wausau School District, we have a pretty robust manufacturing curriculum. But we have some very strong ties with North Central Technical College. We have transcript to credit opportunities. We have a number of different transfer opportunities to get up to NTC. And the student needs to realize that a high school degree is not good enough anymore. And so to get a degree or to get a job in a welding or a manufacturing setting, they really do need to look at some sort of post-secondary education. And NTC is a great opportunity for them to get that education.
One thing we've heard everywhere from the governor's office on down is that a lot of today's high-tech manufacturing jobs are much different than they were in the old days, from machine shop to welding. It's all very high-tech, and the old school ways of doing it doesn't cut it anymore.
That's very true. And again, like I'll say again, the high school education is not good enough anymore, and they have to look at something to further their education. And yes, like you said, there's a lot of opportunities in computer control technology, in high-tech manufacturing, and just to get that extra education is going to make them much more marketable as an employee.
As you look at a virtual system like this, there's got to be a lot of advantages here. First of all, you don't have to go into the shop to do it. Second, no wasted metal, and it's got to be a good low-cost way to show them how to do this.
Well, and what it does is it provides an objective measure for everybody to weld against, because it's judging you based on your travel speed, your contact tip to work distance. And so those are all objective measures, and it's giving you that immediate feedback to make you a better welder.
Is this a system you also use here in the classroom?
No, we can't afford it. So what we have is we have tremendous industry partners, Shooty Metals being one of them, that really is looking to engage students of Wausau West and of the Central Wisconsin community and just show these students that manufacturing is definitely a career that they should be looking at.
Anything you want to add to that?
What I would like to say is Shooty Metals has really been a great partner in this. And they're looking to engage other metal manufacturers in the Central Wisconsin area. They're actually starting a consortium. It's called the Central Wisconsin Metal Manufacturers Alliance. And they're looking to engage other manufacturers because everybody's in the same position. They're all looking for qualified help, and they're having a hard time doing it. And so anything the industry can do to engage the younger, the students, the better.